It's Roland Archer here. I am in Amerley on location at the Amerley General Store, and I am joined by two wonderful guests here. They're here to talk about a great event that's happening in Point Clark this weekend. I have Sue Foster and John Harper here. So both of you, what is happening this weekend in Point Clark?
Well, we have a lot going on this weekend in Point Clark. So we've got the kids' parade starting at 10 o'clock at Blue Park, and they're biking down to the lighthouse. And then we give out prizes and what are they called? Icicles?
Freezies.
Freezies. And we have actually, we just clinched the Ripley Fire Department. They're coming down with the fire trucks, and the deputy fire chief will be there, and two other volunteers. So that's pretty exciting. And so that's Saturday morning. And then Saturday night, at starting at 7:30, we have the Clinton Pipe Band coming down to play. And they'll put on a show for two 20-minute sessions, and then they'll one of the solo pipers will go down for sunset. So that's pretty wild.
Now, I know this isn't the first year this event has been put on. How did it get started? Do you know kind of how this whole tradition got started?
Yeah, so I'm part of the Point Clark Beach Association. I'm the secretary, and we do this down where I live. We've had bike parades, and I just remember when I was young, for centennial year, so that's kind of aging me, but whatever, we had a bike parade for centennial year, and all the schools got together and they decorated their bikes and they had costumes, and we went through the town, the little town that I lived in. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be kind of a cool thing for the August long weekend? That's when a lot of the cottages are there and a lot of families are there with their kids, and it's just something cool kind of to do, and they look forward to it. So I think we started it 3 years ago.
Yeah, just after COVID.
Yeah, just after COVID, we decided that we wanted to do something to get the community back together, because we'd had a couple years where we weren't allowed to do anything. And so we just kind of said, okay, let's do a bike parade. So and it went over really, really well. Like, the first year we had the people actually registering, and we had about 25 people register, and we thought, well, okay, it's first year, we'll see how it's going. Well, by the time we got down to Lighthouse Park, we had almost 100 kids with their bikes, their scooters. It didn't just have to be bikes, they were walking. We had seniors in their scooters, all decorated with balloons and everything else, and it went over really, really well. So then we just decided what we're going to do is we set a budget with the PCBA, and we buy prizes. And so every kid gets a ticket when they sign up, and then we go down to the lighthouse and we start drawing tickets, and we have a big table full of prizes. We have usually around 100 prizes, and they just go and they pick what they want. And then to end the whole thing, we just basically go and we have big freezies. We hand out freezies, and they all take off and go back home.
So if people are hearing this and they want to bring their kids down, where do they need to go? When do they need to go? And it's on Saturday.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. So it's 9:30 in the morning, and at Blue Park. So everybody that's down in Point Clark usually knows where Blue Park is. And we just go from Blue Park down here on up to Lighthouse Road and then up to the Lighthouse Park. And we start the parade at 10. So we suggest everybody get there, you know, between 9:30 and 10 o'clock so we can get them all lined up. And then John here, he has a
recumbent
bike, and he is going to be the back end.
I'm at the end.
Parade.
We have an old car volunteer with an old car at the beginning to guide it down the.
Very cool. Well, thank you both of you for letting us know about this wonderful event happening at Blue Park in Point Clark starting at 10 a.m. So everyone head out down there. You'll have some great family fun. I want to thank Sue Foster and John Harper from the Point Clark Beach Association for coming by. We're on location right now in Amerley at the Amerley General Store for Shoreline Classics.